KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. At 7:07, we have cloudy skies and 40 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for it to be cloudy today with rain, a high around 56, winds northeast at around 10 miles per hour. In the news, the Atlantic School Board is set to meet at 6 p.m. on Wednesday in the Middle School Media Center. During the meeting, which will be streamed live on YouTube, the board will act on recommendation to hire Joe Brummer as head varsity football coach. Brummer was an assistant coach under Mike McDermott, who resigned in January. He also serves as the head varsity boys baseball coach. In other business or other action, the board will act on approving the purchase of one-to-one Chromebooks and iPads at a combined cost of $488,950. Those tools will be paid for through the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief and Secure and Advanced Vision for Education funds. The board will also act on approving the 2021-22 medical insurance premium at an estimated cost of $45,000. The 2021-22 non-union principal and school business official contracts at an estimated total cost of $39,381. The non-union contracts also will be approved, and they include the central office, technology, social workers, and directors. It calls for a 3% increase in wages, which officials say is comparable to the increases provided to both unions. Also, they'll act on approving leave benefits for non-union, hourly, 12-month employees, and any resignations to come before them. The Atlantic School Board Wednesday evening is also expected to receive presentations on the IJAG and construction trades programs, the latter of which has received a check in the amount of $30,000 from the Atlantic Trades Education Foundation, or ATEF, in support of the district's efforts to provide comprehensive hands-on education opportunities for Atlantic School District students. There are two industrial certified instructors for the programs and an educational brochure the Trades Foundation developed with the help of instructors and Brigham Hoyg. The $30,000 investment, which is the first presented from ATEF, was made possible by significant contributions from Dwayne and Shirley Ocker, Keith Harlan and A.M. Coron, Bob and Judy Camlin, and Camlin Mechanical Incorporated. A publishing error on the agenda had a public hearing set to take place on the fiscal year 2021-22 certified ACSD budget that was also published in the paper. That was rescheduled instead for March 31st at 5 o'clock in the high school media center. In other news, Red Oak police Sunday night arrested a woman on a felony probation violation warrant. 30-year-old Kirsten Lynn Wolverding of Red Oak was arrested just before 9 p.m. and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where her bond was set at $10,000. Red Oak police Sunday arrested 28-year-old Justin Lewis Marsden of Red Oak. He was taken into custody at around 2:24 p.m. on a warrant for trespassing. Marsden was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $300 bond. An incident that occurred around 9:30 p.m. Saturday in Villisca resulted in the arrest on warrants of a man from southern Iowa. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports Juan Esquivel Jr. of Leon was taken into custody on warrants for failure to appear on charges of domestic abuse first offense, burglary in the first degree, and criminal mischief in the fourth degree, all out of Decatur County. Esquivel was transported to Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. The Iowa Department of Public Health coronavirus dashboard as of 10 a.m. on Sunday, the last reporting cycle, showed 318 additional positive test results for COVID returned from the labs, for a pandemic total of 373,690. And there were two additional deaths for a pandemic total of 5,674 to date. Long-term care facility deaths account for 2,225 of the total number of deaths across Iowa. Now, the state continues to report no long-term care facility COVID-19 outbreaks. Hospitalization data is mixed again, showing 174 Iowans are hospitalized with COVID. 41 are in an ICU compared to 38 Saturday. 40 people were admitted to the hospital across the state compared to 27 on Saturday, and 16 patients were on a ventilator. RMCC Region 4 hospitals, those in southwest and western Iowa, show hospitalizations with COVID are at 15. 10 people are in an ICU. 3 people were admitted, and 4 people remained on a ventilator. The 14-day positivity rate was unchanged Sunday at 3.9%, while the 7-day rate was up just a tick to 4%. And a bill that has cleared initial review in the Iowa House has the goals of expanding custom meat processing in Iowa and training more people how to properly butcher beef, pork, and other meats. Republican Representative Chad Ingalls, a farmer from Mandalia, said he got the idea last spring when local meat lockers were jammed.
Now we're extended out into 2022, 2023 as far as getting livestock processed at small lockers across the state. So a lot of interest from farmers wanting to get livestock into the lockers, and consumers or people that wanted to buy local meat products kept getting put off.
Engel said the problem is twofold. There aren't enough local custom meat lockers, and there aren't enough butchers with the chops to break down carcasses to meet consumer demand.
The skills to work in a small locker are different, I think, than working in a meat processing plant on the line where you're making the same cut on every carcass.
The bill Ingalls is working on calls for a task force to study whether it makes sense to expand Iowa State University's already existing meat science program or set up an artisanal butchery program at a community college. Ingalls and other legislators are hoping to extend state grants to new or expanding custom meat lockers. The Iowa Department of Agriculture distributed $4 million in federal pandemic relief grants to Iowa meat lockers over the past year.
But through that process, they found there was an additional at least $3 million more in need. And so we're trying to find a way to fill that some of that need. And I'm sure there's probably even more out there.
Nebraska lawmakers are considering grants for meat lockers with 25 or fewer employees. Wyoming has a law that lets ranchers butcher their own animals and deliver the meat directly to consumers who purchased shares in their livestock. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.